Why wasn't Ben Franklin president?
Naughty karate. Naughty karate.
Hey, remember our old show?
What show?
Ice Cream Sandwich at icecreamsandwichradio.blogspot.com?
Yeah.
You know what I liked about that show?
What?
We had so many guests.
Yeah, but I thought the rule on this show wasn't we weren't going to have any guests.
We're not, but if we cancel the other show, I think we're going to have to.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Are we canceling that show?
I don't know. It's up to you.
We'll decide later. But you know what you could do to support both shows?
What?
Call this number, 718-304-7853. Hi, I'm Joe.
Hi, I'm Ben.
How's it going?
Well, it's going good.
Well, this is our forum to talk to you, the listener.
Okay.
Right? We're communicating.
Yeah.
Because life is all about communication.
That's true.
So, Ben, deaf or blind, which would you rather be?
Can I pick another option?
Yeah.
No, really, none of the above.
If you had to be deaf or blind,
I guess I'd go with deaf because I'm a very visual person, and without my sight, that would kind of suck.
So you'd miss like playing Super Nintendo and Revolution, GameCube,
My whole school life wouldn't exist. I go to the School of Visual Arts.
You couldn't go there anymore. They kick you out. No blind people. Ray Charles applied there, and they didn't let him in. It's a big baby.
Tell the folks what I'm doing.
Well, while we're having this conversation for you guys,
it's going to be impossible for me to.
I'll help you out in a second. Why don't you just wait until the show's over?
Yeah, okay.
Not while we're having a conversation with you guys. Ben was going to put up this gigantic Shakira poster he got from Sam Goody because they were closing down, and he was like, "Yo, I'm married to Shakira, so may I please have that poster?" And they're like, "Dude, you don't even have to ask. Just break the case and take it out." So after security did a cavity search.
You're not going to like what's underneath this poster.
What is underneath this poster?
Something that Megan did.
Megan? Yep. Is it to say Joe's a dickhead?
Yeah.
I hated that girl. Oh!
She listens.
No, she doesn't.
She does.
Yeah, I hate her. Boy. I hate you, Megan. I'm kidding.
Gerald.
Who's Megan?
My ex-girlfriend. You don't remember?
You have ex-girlfriends? How many?
I don't know.
No, I didn't know Megan that well enough to hate her.
I thought Megan was cool.
I thought she was cool too because she has a Lennox t-shirt. Aw, Megan Ben!
Yep. For Infinity? No.
Oh,
not really.
No, not really. How'd that turn out?
Bad.
Why?
I don't know.
Did you hurt Megan?
I don't hurt people, Joe.
You don't? Nope. Something she told me. What? I'm dicking with you. Watch this, I'm going to sit on the left and you're going to sit on the right today.
Whoa.
So people will hear us in different headphones.
Weird. Alright.
So anyway, what were we talking about? Megan?
Yeah. Okay, let's not talk about that though. Let's talk about fun stuff. Happy stuff. Cheerful things.
Oh, well, deaf or blind and you say visual arts, Rachel.
Yeah. What about you? What would you want to be?
I want to be deaf also. Even though like we just talked about before the show, it's harder for deaf people to have friends.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't see movies anymore.
Well, you could hear them.
I could hear them, but I couldn't be able to see movies.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be able to see my girlfriend.
Would you be able to hear her?
I kind of like seeing her.
Hi.
You said hi to people outside?
Yeah.
And I couldn't play... Did I say play Nintendo?
No,
I couldn't play Nintendo anymore. So I guess deaf, because I'm so used to seeing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I did go blind, I'd have to like really turn into a huge music fan.
Yep. And learn to play the piano. All
right.
Like mostly like blind people to play piano.
If you can date one famous person,
they have to be blind.
They have to be blind. So Ray Charles or
no, like they could become blind.
No. If you have to just new question.
Oh, okay.
If you could date one famous person, who would it be?
Well, we talked about this yesterday. Was it yesterday?
It was a couple days ago, but let's have our friends know about
okay.
it.
Okay.
We're friends now.
I said Christina Ricci.
Yeah, why?
Because she seems very down to earth.
She seems like she's so far down to earth she was buried and she rose from the grave.
Whoa.
I think she takes that Wednesday thing so seriously it goes back to like Friday or Saturday.
No.
She's got bug eyes.
That's not.
Janine, sorry about the bug eyes.
Well, she gets a little buggy.
Well, why'd you pick her?
Well, we were talking yesterday. The thing was, like, what famous person would you date that's not so famous? Because
Right, because that'd be so weird.
And yeah.
They probably wouldn't last very long.
Yeah. So I said, Christina Ricci, she's famous, but she's not super famous.
And we said she could probably walk through the mall.
Yeah, or like a good public, portion. Yeah, public space without like
getting noticed right away.
Yeah.
You have to literally
eventually, I'm sure someone would say, hey, that's Christina Ricci, or that's a lookalike or something.
Or something.
Who did you say?
I said the chick from Lost.
I have no
forget
idea.
Her name. Eve.
Oh, Even.
Eve. Lily, I think her last name is.
I don't watch that stupid show.
How are you going to call Lost stupid? You never watch it.
I do, too. I
got season one for you.
I watched it, and I saw this big fog thing eat this guy.
Yeah, that's cool.
When I want to see TV shows, I want them to be reality.
Oh, stop.
Fog is not reality. I never saw fog before, have you?
It's a good show. I think you'd like it.
I think I have to get into it. Like, I have to...
Watch the season
really
one.
Really watch it.
Watch season one.
It's good. Okay, I will watch season one if you will watch Fight Club.
Okay.
Oh, is that a deal?
Did you hear it right here?
Yeah. Okay.
Fight Club's only 2 hours. You gotta watch a whole good 24 episodes of Lost.
I've seen a lot of them before, so.
So why don't you like it?
I don't know. Just not into it.
You communist?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too. Couldn't really get that out of the way.
Yeah, so Joe refuses to watch Fight Club. I forced it on him for what? Since, like, high school, right?
Yeah.
I
think it was after high school.
I was like, this is a good movie. You should see this.
You know what, though?
No, I'm not gonna see it.
I'm not a big Brad Pitt guy.
It's not about Brad Pitt. He kind of sucks in it. I don't like him.
Thanks. Thanks for making the movie better.
Edward Norton.
I love Ed Norton, but where is he?
What do you mean, where is he? He's in Fight Club. Watch that movie. And what happened to Memento? I told you.
And I liked it.
You're gonna love Memento.
I liked it.
No, I'm not gonna watch it. I'm not gonna watch it.
I didn't say I was gonna watch it. I just never did.
5,000 years later, he watches it.
The ancient Egyptians told me to watch.
And he loves it, right? He loves Memento.
I like it. A lot.
It's a good movie.
I wouldn't say it's a top tenner.
No, but it's good. It's very creative.
It is. I'll give you that. I'll give you...
A little hackish.
Very hack. But it's
still...
It played out well.
Yeah.
Like, if it was hack and it didn't, then I'd be like, it was good.
Yeah. Why is it gay, Joe? Why is it gonna be gay?
Aren't gay people hack? Oh my God, I'm getting so much trouble. Is this the same show I said I didn't like Megan?
Yep.
Wow, that was really mean of me. I didn't mean that.
Sure, no, sure.
I don't like, you. You know that's not true. I love you.
Okay.
I love you, Admiral Akbar. Good song. Okay, if you could punch anybody in the face in the world, who would it be? Anybody.
That guy outside with that lawnmower?
That'd be pretty good.
Who would you do?
Dick Cheney?
Really?
I'd just punch him in the face really hard.
What did he do to you?
Good question. What did he do to me?
I think...
He's a dick.
Yeah.
That's what he did to me.
I think the whole, like, political... People, I think it's a given. You always want to punch someone like that.
Ben wants to punch Republicans. One time we were at Hooters.
Tell this story.
One time we were at Hooters, which we used to frequent.
Yep.
Can you say that? Does that work?
The
frequent? This establishment?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about Hooters.
Quick, Jerry. You only got a minute.
And why it's good. Paper towels. You get a whole roll
that
of paper
towels. That is cool.
Towels. Right?
So I think you're jinxing the show.
No, it's almost over. It's almost over.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're there, and this waitress is talking to us. And, you know, I'm not saying she's, like, the best girl in the world, but she's not what Ben made her out to be. Ben, as soon as she said the word Republican, Ben said she was a liar.
And she was a liar.
Yes, she did.
To her face?
No, but that's what...
I was silent the entire time.
Yeah, you wouldn't say anything, because you're like, she's a liar. I was making a face. Are you nodding?
Yeah. Slither, good movie.
Good movie, go see it. So,
you only got 10 seconds.
Yeah, go to Hooters. She's probably not even work there anymore.
I just don't like Republicans.
She probably doesn't work there anymore.
10 minutes.
All right. So, well, check us out. You already are checking us out.
Yeah.
Tell your
friends. Subscribe to.
Subscribe.
Go to iTunes. Find us. iHeartSnacks.
And then tell your friends. And then
call the number.
Call the number and say something controversial.
It's a voicemail, people. 718-304-7853.
Okay, just in case it cut out because...
It's not cutting out.
Good.
It's still going. Let's play some voicemails.
All right.
Voicemails.
Oh, wait.
Did we already make one of those?
Yeah.
Just use mine. Voicemail.
Hey, Ben and Joe's mom. Yeah, this is George Bowling. I invented bowling. We were going to call it Georging, but it didn't have this name that was as catchy as bowling. All right, well, I just wanted to tell you that I wanted to do you, and I got your comic, and I love you. Dope cheese!
Who would win in a fight? Frankenstein or the Hulk? They're both green, but I think the only way you can really tell is in a bowling match.
Okay.
Dope cheese!